This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So pleased we have the amazing and probably the most brilliant vaccine expert I know is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We have your website up, Baxter, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. The picture's up there right now, scientific articles, expose, vaccine myths. Dr. Sherry, I like, it's your segment. You have two segments now, one for about around 21, 22 minutes. Tell us what you want people to know about the vaccine. And I saw your presentation the other day. I was really impressed. Probably the most brilliant of all the ones that I saw on that vaccine special. Tell us what you want people to know about, number one, vaccines in general, but also about the COVID-19. What do you think?
Well, I think the most important part for people to know is that this is what this vaccine is going to be all about and how the vaccine is going to be developed in the U.S. underneath the auspices of the PREP Act, which is the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act of 2005. And they shorten that up and call it the PREP Act for short. Alex Azar activated the PREP Act on February the 3rd and then published it in the Federal Register on March 17th. And right. That means we will be under that act and allow the drug companies to get away with manufacturing any drug, any product, any biologic, any vaccine, any technology, any software under the term of a covered countermeasure. And if it's under a covered countermeasure, it's immune from all accountability and all lawsuits from anyone suffering any type of loss at all. In fact, they could even possibly get away with murder. Because you would if a bunch of people died, they would have to prove that in front of the U.S. Attorney General that the manufacturer performed an act of willful misconduct.
Whoa.
And even then, the pharmaceutical companies, if they knowingly harmed people, the company will be immune from legal prosecution unless the attorney general initiates an enforcement action against the drug company in the name of the claimant or claimants. So they have no liability. You can't sue them. Unlike the 1986 Injury Compensation Act, which does have a way that you can apply through the Federal Court of Claims for injury compensation, this act does have that there is supposed to be a pot of money for injured parties, except there's $0 in it. It's not funded. And so Congress would have to reconvene and put money in it, and they would have to define which injuries they are going to be willing to pay for or not. And since there's no money in there, the only other thing they can do to try to get compensation for injury is to convince the U.S. Attorney General that this was willful misconduct, which is a legal term that's a step above just basic accountability. I mean, you have to prove intent. How do you do
that? In other words, intent to kill people with a vaccine or something, which is much higher. So it's almost like, hey, I'm sorry, the safety's off my gun when the kid got shot that was entering my home from the back door, or I was in my car and they ticked me off, and it wasn't really the safety was off, and I didn't mean to kill them, that kind of thing. But in other words, you're saying you have to have a higher level that makes it nearly impossible to prove guilt, even though these vaccine companies aren't doing proper testing. All the RNA vaccines have failed in every disease. So I'd like you to expand on that, please. Go ahead.
Well, at the highest level, viruses are divided into two categories. DNA viruses, the genetics of the virus is a DNA virus or an RNA virus. You kind of like, that's the first division of a separation of division. We have used some RNA viruses in vaccines that we're familiar with, such as the measles vaccine. The measles virus is an RNA virus, and polio viruses are RNA viruses. But the difference is with those vaccines, the viruses are intact and whole, and they are attenuated or weakened before they are injected as a vaccine. The RNA viruses are different. The RNA virus that they're trying to do with this, is it's different in that it's not the whole virus. They're taking the guts out of the virus. They're taking its genetic makeup, its little messenger RNA out of the virus and injecting raw RNA, which then activates our reverse transcriptase enzymes to replicate it. And then as it's replicating, the idea is that our body is supposed to see that as a foreign virus and create an antibody against it. So we kind of become our own vaccines. Well, that's all great in theory, but in practice, when they've tried to do this before with using messenger RNA to inject into experimental animals, the experimental animals died. When they were re-exposed, it was okay when they got the vaccine. It wasn't just the vaccine that killed them, but when they were re-exposed to that coronavirus or whatever type of virus that they were doing, that's when they developed this huge cytokine storm, killed off their mitochondria, which then essentially kills the cell.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Please tell us more. I heard about this program, and I know that back the model out of Britain projected 2.2 million American deaths and 510,000 British. This model is out of an institution that's got huge amounts of money from the Gates Foundation. Bill Gates, I think he has an MD, but it means mega death. He doesn't have an MD. It's very similar to the Rockefeller Foundation 100 years ago that took over Big Pharma and Big Vaccina. In fact, the Rockefeller Foundation founded the old typhus vaccine. It was done through the early versions of the USAMRID at Fort Lupton, Kansas. So there's a strong parallel between Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation 100 years ago, isn't there?
Well, yeah, they're probably cousins at some level.
Yeah. Satanic cousins, how's that? They're cousins in hell.
And at least they know how to manipulate the system, excuse me, and use foundations to their advantage.
Right.
Foundations, you know, the legal part of foundations is how you use 501c3s and shuffle the money around from one organization to another. It's totally legal, but it's completely complete manipulation of the financial system, and it's like a whole world unto itself. So they know how to use those entities appropriately to maintain complete liability and protect themselves and all of their assets.
Well, I noticed there's something interesting about the Gates Foundation. They have the Gates Foundation and the Gates Foundation Trust. So on the one hand, they look like they're philanthropers, but he's doubled his assets. And he's actually invested in the companies like, for example, Gilead, which is also being tested there, and Desivir, this antiviral drug. And I heard it's basically an adenosine analog. So it interferes, it's a nucleoside analog to actually interfere with the virus. And I'm wondering, if you insert nucleosides, you can interfere with proper people, RNA and DNA, even replication inside your own cells. So you can't take this for a long period of time. And, you know, they're trying to push it. You can see the person that has a patent on it actually is a member of the Communist Party in China. He's on the board for Gilead. I mean, this is so nepotistically close. It's crazy, isn't it?
If it wasn't so nefarious, you'd have to stand back and applaud for being such a brilliant business model.
Right. In other words, these people are like a really tight clique. I call the satanic Luciferic clique. And, you know, he stated publicly that the vaccines are to chip everybody and to reduce world population. Well, we know attacking the ACE receptor, and I got a paper sent to me by an OBGYN about a month ago, and the paper was taken down a few weeks later by the Communist Party because it was published in Shenzhen, China, February 17th. So I dug back to the literature, and it turns out one of the main things this virus does when it attacks the ACE receptors, it lowers sperm count and attacks ovaries, too, because of the ACE receptor. Besides attacking blood vessel walls and increasing the chance of microvascular disease and attacking other organs like your nervous system. So if it crosses a cribriform plate into your brain and you've lost your sense of taste, it means it's probably affecting your brain tissue and can cause, in some kids, they die of the meningoencephalitis. And a lot of people are getting what we call a stealth version of this virus. They think, well, it doesn't do anything to me. They might just be sleeping more. I'm concerned that probably maybe half of the cases are actually silent, don't even get a fever, but it may be cooking away inside them, just like some other viruses like Epstein-Barr. So when I do a cancer test, Epstein-Barr virus antigen is one of the first tests I do at my labs in New Jersey, and when I do telemedicine and in Boston, look for cancer, because Epstein-Barr virus antigen is virtually present in all cancer. So there's a stealth pathogen almost present and toxins in almost every disease. And these vaccines, I consider introducing new genetic toxins into the human race that's going to cause super plagues like they did 100 years ago. And I believe if they force vaccinate us, including, fortunately, Trump is surrounded by morons and devils, and they force vaccinate us after Labor Day or next year, I think we're going to get a giant secondary wave of super infections, because the evidence I have so far is that the Chinese didn't leak this virus out of their lab. They vaccinated their population because they're going to hit us with a bioweapon that they created with our collaboration, National Institute of Allergy and all the other people. So it was actually not a leaked virus. It was a vaccine bioweapon gone awry after, and I got the documents to prove it, they declared war on us last May in response to the trade war. The documents right from Xi's actual documents in China. Isn't that wild?
That's really interesting.
It's scary. It means now your research on vaccines is even more important than people think. People don't realize there's another vaccine panel that Donald Trump wants to push. He calls it warp drive or warp speed. Dang. If they vaccinate with one of these vaccines that contains chunks of virus particles and cause a secondary wave or blocking antibodies like the SARS after 2003, we're going to have a secondary wave that's going to kill tens of millions per day worldwide. And it's going to shock, lock down the whole world, and we'll have a military police state, cashless system, totalitarian control, mass starvation, and violence like you've never seen on Earth. That's what I see coming if these idiots push their policy. Rather than increasing the terrain of the people, increasing their nutraceuticals like we have to actually increase their terrain and their actual immune defenses. No, no. They want to alter people's genetics. Wow.
Wow.
We're going to break. I want to hear more from you. We have another segment. I like you on regularly because you're the most brilliant vaccine expert I know. And I learn every time I watch your videos. I learn new stuff. As they say, I love to learn. And you learn out there, people. A vaccine program pushed by the government, you got to know, is not going to be good. It's going to be bad for you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Sherry, I want you to, you knew about something about this war and about a brewing war, but they were collaborating with us and hacking into our science and so on. And there's documents I have going back almost 30 years, and Xi has already declared in 2025 they want to take over industry in the entire world. 28.6% of all manufactured goods, toys, and electronics are made in China as of February or January. Yeah, America is 18.6, and they're hacking to everything. They got their Chinese programs that have more than 500,000 students here hacking in. They've got cyber attacks. They're stealing information. They're expanding Huawei to cyber attack. They even have Zoom, which is getting into our meetings and different companies. People need to realize they're also freaked out that they actually can't control a damn thing in their own country. And it's killing people like all through the country where they're shutting down different parts of their country because they haven't stopped the virus or its new mutant versions of it. So I'd like you to comment on this because I really believe we're not seeing the end of this at all. It's not going to just be seasonal. This is going to keep on mutating. And if they revaccinate part of the population and create new versions of the virus, they're going to emerge and cause a massive explosion of cases, I think.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I think that what we're going to see is they've created a template now that every time they want to squeeze the American population just a little bit more, they'll just say, oh, it's going to be a horrible flu season. Everybody better socially isolate, stay home, put on your gloves, stay your mask, get your groceries delivered. I mean, they've created a template now because I think that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Powers and the Gates Foundation, the people at the very top of the puppet masters at the very top.
Right.
The pyramid have, I think they had to laugh. I think they had to literally sit back and had some sort of an evil, sinister laugh to think that they could bring 7.7 billion people to their knees in under 6 weeks. Nobody
well,
was
I'll tell you, I'll nobody, I think what the problem
failed.
Is.
Nobody said, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And, you know, it was Benjamin Franklin who said, you know, those who would give up their freedom and their liberty for safety deserve neither.
Well, you know, the problem is that you and I have been a voice in this for years. And in many cases, I've been persecuted by not only family, friends, colleagues, and so on. And I'm a scientist and a believer in the Most High God first, before I even want to preserve my own life. And we're putting ourselves in grave danger to tell the truth in a time of tyranny.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
What we're saying is actually documented with research papers, scientists. I mean, I just saw this recent scientist in Texas that got killed. It was a murder-suicide. These are really suspicious. I watched it on China Focus NDD put up by Epoch Times. People need to start grasping here. We're in the grip of the Satan and his minions here on Earth. This is not just normal, evil, greedy people. These people plan on megadeth, all right?
They are. They do. And, you know, when this whole thing first started happening, you know, and everybody was all like, oh, it's the virus. I said, well, first and foremost, it's not the virus. It's not just one virus that we're dealing with here that's suddenly
right.
around the world. You know, within the first 2 weeks, they'd already had 8 different mutant strains. Even the crazy New York Times a couple of weeks ago said that there were 30 mutant strains that they knew of, you know, that they were willing to admit to. And we know there's probably hundreds more.
What I have so far from Germany just 2 days ago in the research department I contacted, they estimate there's between 55 and 100. The only place it doesn't modify really rapidly is the Sigma-1 protein that allows it to attach to insert itself to the cells. This is reverse engineered by Dr. Lieber at the Thousand Talents Program in Harvard University that he actually helped fund and set up the Dr. Jane Zhang Li at the research along with Hugh Samrid and the National Institute of Allergy with Barack Obama and Mr. Bill Gates and Fauci and Birx. These people are all powering things. Even their modeling is tied to the Gates Foundation. There's the next biggest funder for the WHO than any other country except the United States, and more funding than all of the countries of Europe and Russia and everything is the freaking Gates Foundation. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
It is. And what I was starting to say was that, you know, from the beginning, everybody was all, it's all about the virus, and I have to wear this mask because of the virus. Well, there's more virus, there's more than one. That's one of
right.
the 10 different reasons why a vaccine will never work. The second thing is, though, that, you know, it's like, look over there, look to the right, and they have the entire world looking to the right, when the real action is going on over there at the left. You know, look to the
exactly.
left, look at the economic warfare that's happening, looking at the complete decimation of the middle class and the upper lower class just gone.
Right.
You know, look at all that's happening with getting rid of, you know, they've wanted a cashless society for a really long time. Now they could say, oh, we got to get rid of that dirty money and we'll just put that in that little microchip in your hand right there, you know.
Well, you know, I have information that goes back to the nanochips and even nanobot technology, okay, but Here's what I see happening. Countries like Sweden are not stupid. These people have the largest medical institution in the world in the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. And these doctors, people need to realize if you want to build herd immunity, you have to have people exposed. But you have to have nutraceuticals so they have terrain to build herd immunity. This virus, if you're shown in South Korea, that relatively healthy people eating a good diet, they can relapse and get another version. This can get probably another version of the virus. So what I'm saying is you're not, I don't believe in this idea of social distancing. But I think you need to wear, if you don't want to be exposed, wear an eye visor and an eye mask and re-sterilize it. But to be honest with you, if you have the right things in your body and you're exposed, you're going to build herd immunity to this or even a future version down the road. That's why we don't have millions and millions dead from these and the seasonal flu that mutates every year, because people's bodies naturally adapt if they have healthy nutraceuticals and zinc and antioxidants and other things in their body, so they adapt and they stop the virus from taking over and causing harm. And the only thing they needed to lock down was maybe senior homes that don't get no vitamin D and zinc and the other things. And otherwise, leave the rest of the economy alone. And if people don't want to mask, just don't let them visit grandma and leave them alone. Okay, this idea of somehow they're going to make sure that you have to have social distancing, this is very, very nefarious. And even the schools I hear about in Canada and the United States want to reopen and they want to have social distancing, they're not going to have phys ed or economics classes or anything. This isn't a school. This is prison. This is turning our schools into actually cyber prisons, isn't it?
Well, it's turning our whole society into prison. You know, stay
right.
home. And they're saying stay home, socially isolate, which is a really nice way of saying martial law and that we're, you know, self-imprisoning there. And it's just astonishing to me, Bill, that how many people just do it.
I'll tell you the reason why. There's a lot of people that are unqualified with a voice out there. And I'm going to mention some of them that I think that really should not make statements. One of them is a good example is Mike Adams. He's a member of Stratfor. If you actually Google Stratfor and find out who's affiliated, I'm not going to mention other people, but a large part of the alternative media even, all the regular media is completely on the side of the globalists, whether they're left or right, like folks, Fox News, they only go so far, but then they're all upset about certain things and they still want social distancing. This is a pile of garbage. You don't want the virus exposed to take supplements to protect you and use your airway protection and your eye protection. And don't worry about 5-6 feet. The virus in a cough can go 49 feet and hundreds of feet by the aerosol. Even in a stool, it can be, literally, you can flush the toilet they found in Hong Kong. So this idea of social distancing is manipulation by global maniacs who want to control us. And if you have supplements in your body and build up terrain, you're going to build up an immune system. And you're not going to get sick or die from it. That's just that, isn't it?
Well, and yes, that's exactly right. And there's no proof that masks do anything. In fact, for many reasons, they probably cause harm. It's a false sense of security. It doesn't do anything. There's no proof about 6 feet social distancing at all.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just a nasty
thing. It's amazing stuff. I appreciate your amazing information. Let's see if we can get you back on next week for a couple segments.
Okay.
More information. Your websites are Vaxxter, VAXXTER.com. And I'll have a link posted up after the show at Deagle Network. And the other site is CoursesForMastery.com. CoursesForMastery.com.
Do you
want
to give you the greatest importance?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is reporting more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says those numbers are heartbreaking.
That's a tough story. It's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hardship in those numbers we saw today. This is, of course, a function of the virus and the pandemic.
President Trump and the First Lady are laying a wreath at the World War II Memorial in our nation's capital to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the victory in Europe Day. VE Day is observed on May 8th each year, a day after Germany officially surrendered to Allies in 1945. President Trump and the First Lady also observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as TAPS was performed. And a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff is testing positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the FBI was looking for dirt on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that they did not have.
The interrogation of Michael Flynn was not an inquiry. Make no mistake, it was a trap.
McEnany also saying at a White House press briefing that the FBI tried to manufacture a crime against Flynn in the Russia probe. A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmed Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death.
More news can be found on USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Interesting. It said reload. Mission Impossible World Health International.com. That's really funny. Maybe your site is actually being blocked. It's interesting. Okay. Dr. Betty Martini, you're the top expert on excitotoxins. And the reason why I'm putting you up today is there are excitotoxins in our environment, such as MSG, aspartame, Splenda, and many, many different names for things like textured vegetable protein and so on. These are all cotoxins, and on top of the so-called virus or viruses, we should say plural, because as we talked with Dr. Jerry Tenpenny, the expert, one of the top experts in the world on vaccines and viruses over the last number of years, I've had viewed for almost 20 years. The fact is that if you're drinking aspartame and you're getting infected with COVID, you're much more likely to get mitochondrial death of your brain, your liver, your kidneys, and other organs. And these are things that are by themselves cotoxins. And then we add to that 5G and 6G network, as well as electrotoxins from your smart grid, and we're all in much more danger of getting cellular damage. You've actually personally suffered from sensitivity to aspartame. I'd like you to make comments on this, because I believe that the society is now embedded, and of course they've actually changed the name of aspartame. They've changed the name so people won't know that's what it is. But
so many different names to it. But one of the worst problems that I saw, and maybe you didn't get the report on it that I had put out before I did another show, but the fact is aspartame causes you to stop breathing. And Dr. H.J. Roberts Medical Text is just case after case after case of people who just stop breathing, and it's because of that chemical hypersensitization. So in my case, they gave me something that had aspartame in it and sent me home, and by the time I got home, I couldn't breathe. And when you can't breathe, you can't move, you can't talk. And the ambulance man said you got there just in time. But I was thinking the same thing that you were, as, you know, there was a time we always had some bad stuff from fluoride on out, but today, between the 5G, then you've got the vaccinations, and then among...
These are all, by the way, globalist schemes to reduce human health, longevity, cause dementia. Number one cause of death now in Britain is dementia. And what people don't understand, this is basically mitochondrial death in the target tissue. It's your brain, you end up demented. It's your heart, you go into heart failure. If it's your liver, you go into liver failure, like these doctors have got the COVID virus. And it's aggravated by things like 5G and 6G network, which are electrotoxins affecting aspartame and affecting oxygen delivered through nitric oxide. But these excitotoxins like aspartame, splenda, and all the other versions, you know the history of these were originally created by the Nazis to sterilize women in the work camps so they wouldn't get pregnant. You know that. These were created by the Nazi death camp drug companies, which are still in operation today making big pharma, aren't they?
Yes, well, it's interesting that you mention that because I got an article on it yesterday, and it reminded me of Don Harkins, who wrote about the Nazis and had pictures of Hitler and the politicians here. And I noticed his references to his newspaper and saw the pictures he had brought to Atlanta to show me at one time.
Right.
Went into the fluoride and all this. But on top of everything else, we've got all the lies. For instance, Scott Tipps, when he was writing about COVID, and he says, well, here you've got two different viruses, and one of them, if it's very mild like COVID, you don't count it. But in the case of the flu, you do, so that it turns out that the seasonal flu is, in truth, twice as deadly as the COVID-19 virus.
Well, no, that's actually not correct. Let me correct you on that, okay? Scott is not a medical doctor, and I am, and okay, I'll tell you what this is what's called airborne AIDS. Now, when you get AIDS first, you don't necessarily have symptoms. You don't even have fever. So you got to understand, the seasonal flu is twice as lethal as usual this year. I had it back in December, and it made me sick as hell. But the sneaky thing about the COVID virus is probably for every case the person gets overtly sick or has a fever, there may be up to 10 cases of people that have it silent, which means they're cooking away. They lost their taste and smell. It's cooking away their brain, their kidneys, their testicles, so they're getting sterilized. This is designed to be a stealth sterilizing virus. It attacks the ACE receptor not just to cause heart failure and other problems, vascular disease. It's designed to sterilize the population. And that's what its primary purpose is, by the way. That's what Gates already talked about, the idea of chipping and so on. So the problem is they're mixing data. Now, the problem is the COVID virus, where it's really bad, because you've got both seasonal flu, which is worse than usual this year, and they mix the data here in America. They use a COVID virus test, the PCR, and the other tests. The problem is the test kits are freaking useless. The PCR test picks up four classes of coronavirus, including herpes simplex. The immunoglobulin test is not specific for COVID virus 19. And there's now up to 55 different sub-strains of it now. I got data 2 days ago from Germany from multiple genetic companies. So you have to understand, it's really hard to discern exactly its lethality because it's sneaky. If you get the virus and you're symptomatic, you're much more likely to end up in the ICU. But it may not be a simple thing like respiratory failure. You can go to 23.5% of going to renal failure. A lot of them get neurological problems. It can affect kids like 5-year-olds and get meningoencephalitis, which is really unusual for the flu. So this is not the same as flu. It's also mutating, so if they do a secondary flu vaccine next fall or winter, it's going to cause a massive explosion. And the reason is you have to understand the goal. The goal isn't just to kill people, which they wanted. They actually predicted in their model from this. It's depopulation, but it's also control. They want to sterilize us, they want to depopulate, and they want to get rid of cash and put us in the matrix, okay? This is the New World Order. This is the Mark of the Beast prelude to it right now. And I believe we're in the birth pangs, and the population needs to wake up. And China last year, I proved now, declared biological war on us in May of last year, And when they vaccinated their population in Wuhan near their BSL lab, where they got all the collaboration from American and European scientists to create the super weapon, they vaccinated them hoping they could then release the virus to kill us non-Asians. That's what they're trying to do. And have them vaccinated, and the actual vaccine caused the plague. I got proof for it now. This isn't just a leak lab. So what we're saying here, and if you're drinking aspartame or these other things like MSG and so on, you increase the toxicity. So if you get the virus, and even if you're a young person and don't get sick or in hospital, your nervous system, hey, I can't taste food, dear. 4 months, your brain is cooking. If it's in your testicles, your bye-bye testes and sperm. If it's in your heart, you're going to go into heart failure. Okay, people have to understand this is a stealth infection. It may not kill you. It's going to permanently harm you or sterilize you. That's what its game is, isn't it?
Okay, have you heard about the two Chinese boys that were wearing masks in gym class and dropped dead?
That's a news story. I hear all kinds of stories. When they're wearing masks, why were they wearing a mask? Was it an NIOSH mask?
Well, because of the virus. And they were wearing, they're just interesting that they were wearing the N95, which is the one that I use. And that is the worst one, as far as I'm concerned, on breathing, because you have to kind of push it close.
Well, if you have an N100, no, not even me can breathe from an N100, but an N95... If you're just doing regular activity, you're okay. But if you have strenuous activity, N95 is going to make it freaking hard. If you have lung disease like yourself and you're older, it's really deadly. The problem is it does protect your airway, but you got to also wear goggles to protect your eyes because the droplets can get through your eye. And I don't believe in social distancing. The virus is going to cough and go 49 feet and for hundreds of feet in an aerosol. So the gain of function made this the most infective virus in history. So they can flush a toilet 10 floors away in Hong Kong and it can infect you. So this virus is mutating like crazy. It's going to become, go from pandemic to endemic. New mutant versions are going to emerge, especially from a vaccine. And they want this so they can close down the economy, get us into the cashless system, and give us the mark of the beast. You don't want to believe that, people? You're going to die stupid. How's that?
Well, actually, when you got to the last word, I think that you and Scott kind of agree.
Yeah, we're close there. We're in different religious perspective. We're coming to the same conclusion. Keep that thought. I hear the bumper. We're getting bumped. We'll be back in just a minute with Dr. Betty.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us.
Here and Daddy, we'll get you back on regularly now. I'm trying to get you back on now. You're back feeling better. I also get to get on some of my nutraceuticals to improve your health because we can improve protection of your mitochondria for the nutraceuticals like our Cooker Gold and Parsley Plus Crystals. Protect you against the virus because in your state where you're sensitive to aspartame, you're particularly high risk. If you get the virus, you're going to really get in trouble. And there's multiple versions of it, and if you don't even get vaccinated by people in your state, let's say Georgia getting vaccinated, the new versions of the virus are going to be particularly nasty. We what's called typhoid Mary type cases, like my grandmother's cousin who got vaccinated with a typhus vaccine. He coughed on my grandmother's sister. She died, and a week later the brother wanted to hold a coffin, and then he died the next week, and they buried her brother, my grandmother's brother and sister, from the vaccinated cousin who carried the Spanish flu. Caused by the vaccine for typhus. It combined the pig and human flu and created a super flu version spontaneously. You try to resurrect the damn thing in the 50s. It succeeded in the 70s by exhuming bodies. We have a question by David down at the Mexican-U.S. border about masks and gloves. What's your question, David? David, you're there. You're on. Hello, David. You must be gone. Okay, Betty can continue. If we get David, we're back. We'll. Okay. Okay, so Betty, you continue for now until we get David. Okay, continue.
Okay, I when I was mentioning the children, and you know when you started out, you know you're correct. We have all these different poisons. Well, in China.
Well, look at all the vaccines. I mean, these vaccines. The average child that gets all the vaccines. Some of them are getting multiple vaccines in a single day. Now, and some of these children, when you don't calculate the total amount of aluminum they get, besides of methylmercury and other toxins, you know, they made this crazy comment about Donald Trump saying, don't put cleaner in. Every time you actually take a vaccine, you're putting cleaner in your body. David, I think we now have you connected. Go ahead with your question. Hello, David. Are you still there?
I think we lost David.
I think we lost him. We'll have to call back in the next hour. We'll connect him over when we get to the number three. Okay, so okay. Yeah, I think, first off, this is an example of the PrEP program we talked about last hour, which I put in the video last week about Dr. Betty and Dr. Sherry Tanmany. People need to understand what's really going on here, Dr. Betty, is there's a violation of human decency. They demineralized their soil over the last 100 years. They've added electro pollution for electricity. They put toxic vaccines in our supply now, and they force people in California, you can't go to school unless you actually get vaccinated. They're trying to force vaccines on elderly where they don't even bother to get a proper antibody response. The vaccines, by the way, they delivered in Italy and Iran, you know what they contained? Dog embryos. They're even putting bug larvae DNA and even human fetal cells. They're making vaccines of human fetal cells. And every one of them contains adjuvants or heavy metals, radiotoxins, and chemicals like aspartame that are excitotoxins. These excitotoxins induce a more powerful immune response, so your body attacks itself. And if you look, for example, at the kids that got the MMR vaccine, their chances of getting non-Hodgkin's or Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they didn't have the measles, but they got the MMR vaccine, 337% increased risk of getting cancer, Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, by getting the freaking vaccine. Okay?
I saw that actually in an article. In fact, I think I sent you a copy of it. It was an apple, and it had all the different poisons, including fetal tissue. Would you eat this apple?
And by the way, a lot of these vaccines, I think, are going to contain things like aspartame or excitotoxins, like Splenda, whatever. And these excitotoxins amplify the immunogenicity. Now, I did research back 40 years ago with Dr. Chung and Vujadani at UCLA, and the reason is I had autobody workers coming into my office with cardiac conduction problems, cancer, dementia, loss of their vision, and really serious problems like pancreatitis. I thought, what the hell's going on here? They were autobody workers working with toluene isocyanate. So we decided to do a test that they were doing. I was involved with their study, and I just sent blood down. We didn't do any treatment. And we measured blood levels for formaldehyde, trimethyltiaconhydrate, which is diesel fuel, and TDI. Now, you have to understand, we could have done something with the same, and I talked to my guy, Dr. Bujadani, 2 years ago and last year about the idea doing it with aspartame and these other, toxic sweeteners. Because all these things attach to body proteins and increase the immunogenicity of stealth pathogens in your own body proteins and make your body's immune cells turn around and attack your own body tissues. So when you add aspartame to body's tissues, you increase autoantibodies and T-cell activated killing activity against your organs. That's how freaking dangerous this is. Okay, go ahead.
But what bothers me is the fact that they're now putting it in the drugs unlabeled. The first thing that happened when I got into the hospital was that they gave me a drug with aspartame, and I had a heart attack. And
I remember you were in the hospital when you called me, and I said, and you were quite a mess. You were a tough lady to come back out of that. I mean, it's like we call them Gomers. Get out of my emergency room. In other words, you see somebody that almost dies of hypothermia, and somehow their body gets hardened by the near-death experience, and it's hell to kill them. I mean, I think you've been so close to death so many times, your body has been battle-hardened to not die. I mean, I honestly think, because otherwise, I can't see all the things you've been through, that you survived all this stuff and are still cognitively smart. It's amazing.
This doctor did come in one day, and he said, "Why are you still alive?" I said, "Only grace of God, and it's nice."
Only the good Lord knows. Doctor. It's like you and I have what's called the no shut up gene. God made us with no shut up gene, and He's had to resurrect me from either death or near death 4 times in my life already. So,
that I had mentioned those two little kids is because sudden cardiac death is so well known to be caused by aspartame. And over there in China, now they're making most of the aspartame in China, and all Diet Coke is made in China. So these kids...
Well, what they did is they took the license over from Ajinomoto because they bought it at the University of Southern Carolina. Southern Carolina actually had the plant. We took care of the plant workers. Now, here's how they make it. They took the genes for this tripeptide, inserted into E. coli, so the poop of the E. coli, which are poop bacteria in your gut, were genetically engineered to create this tripeptide. They'd spin it down with what's called a special centrifuge that had charge on it, so they could pull off the molecule tripeptides. Then they crystallize it, and then take this molecule, which they know, by the way, this originally was developed by the Nazis to sterilize women. They know it's toxic. In fact, we call it Rumsfeld disease because Rumsfeld was behind approving it, even though they knew from the old studies this shouldn't be approved. It's like these vaccines want to race ahead, and they got this PrEP Act so they can actually kill or harm you, and you can't sue their ass off despite the fact they can ruin your health.
You know, something I have not seen written in any of the medical texts on aspartame is the fact, and I've always wondered about this, is that aspartame, very few people know that it's an adjuvant, just like if you'd get it.
Oh, yeah, it's an adjuvant to add a tad to everything else.
The anthrax vaccine, I mean, you'd get squalene in there. Okay, well, what if you're...
Well, in fact, actually, the squalene was put in there.
And you're getting the vaccine in the double adjuvant.
Well, let me explain something. You know Amerifrax, which is weaponized anthrax, you know what they put in the vaccine to make it stronger? They put exactly what you talked about, squalene. I had one guy I took care of that actually got vaccinated, and he was a special forces guy who would take a 90-pound backpack and with a night vision scope run 90 miles and go climb mountains. He said, I couldn't sleep for a week. He said, like being kicked across the room. So my boss, Major Smitter, said, I want to test this guy because this guy was really suffering. He said, Deagle, if you test him, you'll get fired or worse. He said, worse. He said, how about dead? I said, you know what? You're going to take that back, you son of a bitch. Or you're not putting your damn socks on tomorrow morning. So guess what? He apologized before he went to bed, before he left that office that day. People need to realize there's not a nice bone in my body or molecule. I don't care if you like me. I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. I'm here to actually, like a firefighter from heaven, just like you are. We're here to tell the truth whether or not it even puts us in a grave. We don't care. I'm not so concerned about my health. My God's going to keep me alive and talking, even if he has to resurrect my sorry carcass or protect me somehow. But I'm still, you know, managed to adapt.
I'm alive. I'm sure you, because we've all been threatened.
Oh, yeah, threatened. I mean, they shut me down 2 months ago with my live stream Vimeo. A month ago, they shut me down on my what's called Acast. This week, I got shut down doing live broadcasts on my YouTube. I found out that this so-called Brighteon is sponsored by none other than Mike Adams, who's Stratford, CIA. This guy, all the Stratford people, they have a facility down in Vilcabamba, Ecuador. They're CIA deep state trying to manipulate the media. Unquantified deep state maniacs. How's that? And a lot of doctors out there have no knowledge of this. They have no knowledge of immunotoxicology, infectious disease, all the stuff. They're blithering idiots. I can prove it with lab tests. People say, you can't prove that. You're talking to Deagle here. So, Dr. Betty, you're brilliant. We're going to get you back on. We'll get you on for a full hour next week, I think. And we'll get you on regularly because we'll probably get your friend, Dr. Elad, on if he can come on too, Dr. Elad, the hospitalist. Things need to happen, people. Don't submit to these amino sweet things or aspartame. Don't submit to the damn government vaccine. How's that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.